You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. I'm Ben Barrett and we here at William Hill HQ are looking ahead to a bumper day of Boxing Day racing. Sadly, we've lost Huntington's card on Thursday, which on a normal day would put a significant dent in the schedule. But with 10 race cards still scheduled, we have plenty of top quality action. Kempton leads the way. More on that in just a moment. Elsewhere, we have Sedgefield, who kick us off at 11:50 a.m., followed by Wetherby, Market Raisin, Fontwell, Wincanton and Wolverhampton, as well as three Irish cars from Down Royal, Leopardstown and Limerick. The latter two of that Irish trio host Grade Ones of their own, but of course, all eyes are on Kempton for three Grade One races among their six race card. At 1:55, it's the Quarto Star Novices Chase over 3 miles. At time of recording, seven go to post, with Slate House, the current market leader, Black Op, Master Tommy Tucker and Danny Whizbang not far behind in the betting. Our racing ambassador, Sir Anthony McCoy, has been charged with previewing all the big races. Here's what he thinks on this, the first Grade One of the day.
The Grade 1 Quarto Star Novices Chase, named after Paul Nicholls, is a brilliant chaser, and Paul has got Master Tommy Tucker here, who's a lightly raced horse, but he was really impressive last time over fences at Kempton. He jumped really well. Paul's been really bullish about him. I think he'll take all the beating. His main danger is probably Slate House of Colin Tizzard, who fell in a big handicap chase at Cheltenham back in November, but I think Master Tommy Tucker will give Paul Nicholls another winner here at Kempton.
Master Tommy Tucker for AP then, and at time of recording, that's in as a 3-1 second favourite. We also asked the champ about Kempton's 2:30, the Christmas hurdle, where eight of them will tackle the 2 mile affair. Fusil Raffles leads the market at 9-4, Verdana Blue is 4-1, Epitont at 11-2, Getaway Trump 8, Silver Streak 9-1, Chittabello, Ballyandy, Quick Grab'em and Elixir de Nuts are all double figure prices, with Big Blue currently a very big priced outsider at 100-1.
The Christmas hurdle this year is a really open race. Verdana Blue won last year when she surprisingly beat Bouvadere. She's the highest rated horse in this race. The one thing that would concern you is the soft ground. She definitely likes it better, but Nicky Henderson's a very strong hand. He's got Fusil Raffles, who was a really good juvenile, and also Epitont, who was impressive last time in a handicap at Newbury. She's stepping up into Grade 1 company here, but she's getting that £7 mare's allowance, and I think I'd just side with Epitont to give Nicky Henderson another winner in the Christmas hurdle.
It's a JP McManus win for AP McCoy then, with Epitont the current third favourite at 11-2. Then at 3:05, it's the big one, one of the most hotly contested King Georges of recent years. Surname is at the top of the betting at 13-8. Lost in Translation is 15-8. Clan des Oboes 7-2. Footpad is 10-1. Thistlecrack is 16s, with Aso a 40-1 shot. Of course, we asked AP about this one too.
It's a brilliant renewal of the King George. Has Harry made the right decision between Surname and Clan des Oboes? I mean, Clan des Oboes has been there, done it. It was actually done in Paul Nicholls' last week, and Harry Durham, who's assistant there, said that they're really happy with both horses. Clan des Oboes flying. But I did read where Paul Nicholls said recently, whether he was misquoted or not, that he thought that Surname could be the best horse he's had since Quarto Star. If he's anything in the same league as Quarto Star, then he'll take all the beating. He was very impressive at Ascot. I'm not sure he beat an Altior that was at the top of his game, but he still won. He got him under pressure, got him out of the comfort zone, and he beat him very convincingly. He's stepping up in trip. He's the highest rated horse in training. He proved that the handicapper had him right on that score. I think Harry's right to out. It's very hard to get off a King George winner in Clan des Oboes, but I think beating Altior the last day in Ascot, and with Paul Nicholls saying, you know, he really does think that this horse could be as good as, not as good as Quarto Star, but could be the best horse he's had since Quarto Star. And if that's the case, then, you know, I can see why Harry Cobden Robb says the highest rated horse in training. Like, so it'd be very difficult not to ride him. I had a few decisions to make in big races. I normally pick the wrong one. I rode the wrong one in the Champion Hurdle when I picked my 10 to yours over Jetski. And then two days later, I picked the wrong one in the World Hurdle as well. And the Stairs Hurdle, I rode at Fisher's Cross instead of more of that. So, I've done it pretty But it happens, you know, you get times when you get on the, you know, when a jockey picks a different horse and you manage to get on the right one. So it's a difficult decision. It's a good decision to have. It's a good position to be in if you're Harry Cobden, to have the choice between Clan de Zobo, a former winner, you know, last year's winner of King George, and Surname this year. So it's a great position to be in. I'm sure a lot of jockeys would like to be in Harry Cobden's shoes. It's a really good renewal. Lost in Translation was really impressive at Haydock. If you were talking to Nigel Twiston Davis, he'll tell you that Bristol Demai wasn't as best as Haydock, and obviously Nigel's a bullish type of character, but he did say that he thought that he wasn't at his best. But Lost in Translation was very good in winning. He looks more like a horse that'll be suited by the distance of the Gold Cup. Clan de Zobo ran well in his reappearance, so he did. Obviously won the race last year. Very difficult seeing the rest of them getting into it, you know, that, so it is. But I think if I was a jockey, I'd know that one ride Surname. He's a bold attacking horse. He'd be great to ride. You know, he's an aggressive horse, and there's a very good chance that he'd get a lot of those horses out of their comfort zone. I know that people are questioning whether he'll really stay or not, but you know, he looked at Ascot like he wasn't. He looked at Ascot last time, and it was shorter distance. It was only 2 miles five that day, but he looked to me like a horse that would get the trip around Kempton, and he'll be very difficult to beat.
Fascinating to hear AP's view there. He sides with a favourite in the end, but there's certainly plenty to consider. Three selections from the champ to follow this Boxing Day, but we have also asked our retail pundits for their views. Here are three festive fancies from each of Stephen Powell, Luke Elder, Leona Mayer and Andrew Thornton.
And my three to follow over the festive period starts in the King George at Kempton on Boxing Day with Lost in Translation. Rapidly improving young chaser, great jumper, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. 24 hours later at Chepstow, I think Jarl Arenki can go two better than he did 12 months ago in the Welsh National on just his second run for Paul Nicholls. And then a further 24 hours down the line, off to Leopardstown, the Savills Chase, and Delta Work, leading novice chaser last season, to bounce back to form and win this Grade 1 over the Irish Sea.
The festive period throws up a banquet on the horse racing front, both over in Ireland and the UK. It's the UK that we're going to start at in the King George with Lost in Translation, who won the Betfair Chase last time around. Once again, Colin Tizard is looking to land that £1 million bonus. He could take another step towards that on Boxing Day. Over to Ireland with Classical Dream in the December hurdle. Could well be Willie Mullins' champion hurdle horse. Was beaten last time in the Morgiana. He'll strip fitter for that. I think this test is perfect for him, and he could go straight to the top of the champion hurdle market. And Roaring Bull at a big price in the Paddy Power Chase. He's going to land a big field handicap over in Ireland this season. This well could be his one.
Racing Radio is available on Alexa smart speakers. Just enable the William Hill Racing Radio skill or say, open William Hill Racing Radio and leave the rest to us.
As always, cracking racing coming up over the Christmas period then, and my three to follow are going to start with Surname, who we're going to see in the King George on Boxing Day. He made a lovely reappearance at Ascot after undergoing that wind off. I'm looking forward to that clash with last year's winner, Clan de Zobo. The next is going to be Elegant Escape in the Welsh National, who is looking to retain his title there. He has finished really well the last twice over shorter, and he's stepping back up in trip for this. I also really like Yalarenki, so keep an eye on him in there. And my last one for the three to follow is going to be Gordon Elliott's Soaring. The filly is only four and still unexposed. She looked a stayer in the making at Wexford in October when winning well. I think she's a cracking each way bet in the Christmas hurdle, stepping up to 3 miles for the first time. Fingers crossed for some Christmas winners.
Well, my three to follow over the Christmas period are going to be Lost in Translation in the King George. I'm a big fan of his. He'll stay the trip well, the ground conditions doesn't matter, and 3 miles, he's a thorough stayer. In the Welsh National, I'm a big fan of Now McGinty. He finished behind Santini on his only start this season. He loves Chepstow as well, hasn't been out of the first three round there. And finally, in the Christmas hurdle at Kempton, I'm a big fan of Fusil Raffles for Nicky Henderson. He's one from one round the track, and I think he's a horse to follow.
A big thanks to those guys from our retail service. Now, it's on a big day like Boxing Day where William Hill's Racing Radio really comes into its own with Stu Beasley, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount playing the three wise men. They're guiding you through all the action. You won't miss a beat. On air shortly before the first race of the day, they will keep you across all the action up and down the land. We recently sat down with Chris and Andrew in recent podcasts to discuss what they are looking forward to on Boxing Day. Firstly, John Gibby spoke to Chris last Wednesday about the King George.
Now let's take a look at the big race on Boxing Day. The King George, of course, at Kempton, over 3 miles. Are you going to be in the studio again on Boxing Day, Pimas?
Boxing Day is a big day for me. I'll be in here, studio 24, I think it is, on Boxing
is
Day
it?
This year. Yeah.
Been bumped up.
Yeah, so that's all good. Myself, Andrew Mount, and I think in the presenter's chair is Stuart Beasley.
There you go.
So, yeah, a all-star line-out for Boxing Day. And obviously we'll have Ken. He'll be there at Kempton, won't he?
Yeah.
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 So, happy days.
But we'll look forward to that. Make sure you join the team in the studio on Boxing Day for all the action, of course. And for the big race, the King George surname, currently the 7-4 favourite with us here at William Hill. 15-8 for Lost in Translation. Clander's Oboe is 7-2. 10-1 for Footpad. Thistlecrack is 16-1. 20-1 to Road to Respect. And 25-1 and Bigger for the rest. I'm pretty sure this hasn't been officially announced yet, Pimmers, but sources close to Racing Radio have told us Harry Cobden definitely going to be riding Surname, as you would probably expect.
Yeah, word on the street is that's the situation. Surname is going to be Cobden, and the other Nichols horse is going to be Sam Twiston Davis. So hopefully you've heard it correct here on William Hill Radio first. Yeah, I mean, gosh, Surname is just so impressive, isn't he, last time out? You know, he beat Altio very, very cosily. He's the highest rated chaser in training. And really and truly, he's a joy to watch. And hopefully we've got a superstar. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Because that's what the game needs. We need somebody that we can put on a pedestal and really enjoy. And certainly his impressive win at Ascot last time out was very, very good indeed. Take away nothing from Lost in Translation. I mean, he did it very nicely indeed at Haydock Park when he beat Core Specialist Bristol DeMay there by a length and a half. So again, a little bit more to come from him. I thought he jumped extremely well at Haydock, and that should well suit him. He has won at Carlisle right-handed, so again, going around Ascot shouldn't be an issue to him either. And he's certainly a big, big player. Clander's Oboe, well, he got beat last time out when we saw him behind Road to Respect, but again, he's a high-class individual in his own right.
Won this last year, of course.
Again, yeah, he did, and that proves that he'll go right-handed around this track. Harry Cobden's obviously ridden him in the many, many occasions, and to change his allegiance with him could well be interesting, but I would have to think that, you know, it's the right move to be riding the favourite sire name. Footpad is getting a little bit to fine, I thought, although he won at Thurles last time out when he beat Mater Beach quite cosily on that occasion, but again, on official figures, has a little bit to fine. Thistlecrack, I think he's going to have a mountain to climb, to be fair, if we're going to see him win the King George on Boxing Day. And of the others, I think they'll all, as the prices suggest, will find life very difficult. So for me, I'm hoping the favourite can get the job done and we have a new kid on the block.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a Surname doubter, I have to say, until that run last time out when he was impressive in beating Altior over at Ascot. Obviously, stepping up in trip this time round, any concern at all?
I don't think that would be an issue, to be perfectly honest. No, I don't think that would be an issue at all. I think it more than likely will suit him. The only thing you'd say about Kempton is that it's a sharp, easy track, which it is, but normally they go flat to the boards from flagfall.
Yeah.
So it does actually bring in a little bit of test of stamina.
That is the King George. It's coming up at Kempton on Boxing Day. You can hear it live on William Hill Racing Radio.
Pimmers, like AP, siding with the favourite Surname then. Next, I spoke to Andrew Mount about what he's looking forward to this Boxing Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so I'm going to be on William Hill Racing Radio. Last year I went to Huntingdon for about 5 years in a row. Before that I went to Wolverhampton. And before I was working in the racing industry, I always used to go to Kempton on Boxing Day. So those are the sort of three meetings I'll be particularly interested in. Kempton, of course, you know, the King George, but the Quarto Star Novices Chase, the Grade One Novice, is a race that I'm particularly keen on and enjoyed some success in over the years. Looking forward to the run of Danny Whizbang in that one for Paul Nichols, who of course has done so well in this race in the past. He was very impressive at Newbury in Grade 2 company last time, slamming a reserve tank by four lengths, albeit in a three-runner field. Now, after that, Paul Nicholls said, I had expected Danny Wisbang to finish third. He was, I think, the outsider of three. He'll improve with the experience. He's a bit like Denman in that he shows you nothing at home. All he can do is get better. So that's got to be worrying for his rivals, who he sort of, won a Grade 2 contest when they expected him to finish last, and he's going to be fitter this time. So, he'd be high on the shortlist for that 155, the Quarto Star Novices Chase. And, of course, at Wolverhampton, we've got the comeback run of Catchy, who's an absolute tool when he goes left-handed, a real machine on the all-weather and on turf when he gets a left-handed track. I mean, he's very nearly won in Grade 1 company on turf, but he keeps sort of hanging or drifting to his left, and that costs him ground and ultimately costs him the races. But I think Catchy's only once lost when he's gone round a left-handed bend. That was on all-weather finals day behind the excellent City of Light in 2018. So, not been on the track since the 22nd of June, but such is his early speed, Catchy is draw-proof as well. So I expect him to sort of return from that six-month break and win quite comfortably. That's in the 4.55 at Wolverhampton, the condition stakes. So, plenty to look forward to, and those were two that I was perhaps most looking forward to.
As Andrew suggests, there is racing that goes through right the way until 4.55pm, and William Hill's Racing Radio will have it all covered. Our main man, Ken Pitterson, is on course at Kempton 2. He'll dial in and give his views of the runners and riders shortly before each race. We will have another William Hill Daily Racing podcast on the evening of Boxing Day, as well as previews for the rest of the festive calendar, the Welsh Grand National, and three more Grade 1 races coming your way on Friday the 27th. Everyone here at William Hill Racing Radio would like to take this chance to wish all our listeners a Merry Christmas and an even merrier Boxing Day.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.